Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the program today, we talk with State Senator Aaron Ford. Paulinos will join me. Plus on the Power Pundit panel today, Brian Wachter and Ray Bacon. It's all coming up next from the Gwynn Room in Carson City on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the world's largest industrial park. The Retail Association of Nevada, strengthening the business environment for Nevada retailers. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you. And the Las Vegas Review-Journal and ReviewJournal.com.
As a Nevada business owner, you know how important your workers' comp, accidents, and premiums are to your bottom line. Pro Group provides the leading workers' comp programs in the state. So when we're on your team, your hard-earned dollars stay right here in Nevada. With us, your premiums are an investment in your business. We provide long-term security and stability for your company. Pro Group prides itself on being a Nevada business that does business in Nevada. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Hello, I'm Lance Gilman. Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. Building economic prosperity for Nevada. We are TRI.
Press on, Southern Nevada. It's a new beginning. Information the way you need it. We are fighting for you every day to make your life better. The facts. So you can succeed. So you can plan. So you can dream. And always remember, press on.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
This segment is sponsored by the law firm of Lewis & Rocha, providing local and regional clients in-depth legal resources in today's challenging business climate. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
From Nevada Newsmakers, we're pleased to welcome for the first time to the program State Senator Aaron Ford. It's a pleasure to have you on the program, sir.
Thank you for having me on.
First time senator?
Yes, sir.
And your committees, you're vice chair of education, you're on judiciary, and you have a chair of natural resources. No pressure there.
Just a little bit.
Under the heading of natural resources, fracking now looks like there's a potential for that to turn into a good industry for Nevada, potentially some good tax revenues. Your thoughts on fracking?
Well, we had a very informative hearing a couple of weeks back. Mr. Enos had some clients in that had to be in discussions with proponents of a little more regulation for the environment in that regard. And I think we're going to have a good balance. We're still working through some of the details, but we're looking forward to doing what we can to help propel the industry forward.
And do you think that we could potentially see a bonanza from this?
Well, you know, frankly, I leave that to the experts like Mr. Enos to be able to tell you,
Hey, thanks for calling me an expert, but that's really not the case.
Well, I mean, it sounded pretty promising from my perspective at the hearing. I think that there are some good opportunities in that part of the state, and, we'll see.
You've had some contentious bills come through natural resources that you'd think there's no way you'd be able to find a consensus on horse tripping. That was a big issue where you had the Hispanic caucus, the ranchers, and the animal rights activists on the other side. Mm-hmm. But somehow you came to a consensus. That's something that you said you try to do as chair. What's the process to develop that consensus?
Well, the first process is to hear all sides. And oftentimes it's more than both sides. It's literally in all sides of the issue. Coming from the background background I come from. I'm not a hunterman. I don't fish. I don't camp. I'm not an environmentalist. I don't go outside.
You and I can go on vacation together.
Exactly. And so I think it gave me a different perspective of, as chair of a committee in which I had really, you know, no dog in the hunt or, you know, no bone in the fight or whatever.
No dog in the fight.
Exactly.
Horse
whatever
the
cliche. No horse in the race. So hearing all sides of the issue and then I think working with the different members of the committee helped us to come up with some good opportunities for resolution of some of these issues.
And this brings up a great question, which is, you know, there's been a lot of North-South discussion so far in this session, and I don't think that's necessarily a good thing for anybody. But does this now inspire you, when the legislature's out of session, to go and take some time to travel around the state and perhaps experience some of these things that you're going to be ruling over?
Oh, indeed. I have every intention to continue my correspondence with my colleagues from other parts of the state. I've been invited to Settle Myers Ranch, for example. I intend to get out there. I'll try to go out and see Mr. Gorkachil when I can. And I hear there's some opportunities for activities throughout the year in other parts of the state, and I intend to make it a point to get out there.
Now, Senator, you're an attorney, but before you were an attorney, you were a math teacher.
That's right.
So, you know, when we're looking at getting qualified teachers and so many good people into the teaching profession, you know, to see somebody of your caliber go there and then leave it, why did you decide to do that?
Yeah, you know, there were a number of different reasons why I left the classroom. First of which, I didn't leave it on purpose or with the intent to stay gone. I have a doctorate in educational administration. I received a simultaneous with my law degree at The Ohio State University, and my idea was to open up my own set of charter schools. So I had every intention of going back into the classroom, but being in law school, I learned about a new area of law called school law. Began representing school districts on various issues, First Amendment, due process issues, teacher-based, issues, and became enamored with the practice of law and have ultimately, moved to this arena.
Now, you said charter school, and it seems that's a debate. School choice is always a big debate at the legislature, mm-hmm. and should parents be able to take the revenue that would go to the public school and move their kids into a charter school or some of the other schools, parochial, whatever. How do you feel about that?
Well, at the outset, we should note that a charter school is a public school. I advocate school choice relative to making certain that per-pupil expenditures are spent in the public arena. So a public school, school that loses a student, if you will, to a charter school, which is also a public school, doesn't concern me. I wouldn't be interested in, for example, funding parochial schools with public funds because I think we need to work very hard on making certain that our public schools, including charter schools, are adequately funded. I've said several times before, however, that funding isn't the only issue. We need to talk about retaining adequate teachers. We need to talk about making certain that parents are responsible for their kids' education and making certain that students are responsible for their own education.
How do you make sure that parents are responsible for their own education at a time when, with the economy the way it is, that perhaps both parents are not only working jobs, but maybe working two jobs? Isn't it a different age than it was in the 50s and 60s when parents could spend more time at home with their kids?
Yeah. No question that it's a different age. I don't think that allows anyone to be relieved from responsibilities, however. We all need to find ways to make certain that we are responsible for those we have brought into the world and those who are in our school system. One of the ways we do that is through legislation, for example, that empowers parents to become more involved. I have such legislation that has already percolated through the Senate and will be voted on at some point pretty soon.
And what does it do?
It's nominally a parent trigger bill, and I use the word trigger in quotes because it's not quite trigger in the sense that most folks have heard. It's really another example of a compromise bill where I had literally 17 people at the table, from school districts to the PTA to administrators and to also outside agencies who are interested in charter schools, working together to make sure that we can come up with a compromise piece of legislation that enables parents to first have a year-long correspondence with change with the school principal. And then after that time period, it would trigger, if you will, at a 55% level to an empowerment school. And then after 3 years, if there's no success there, it would trigger again to a charter school. And if no success after that, then unfortunately we'll be reverting back to a public school. But hopefully at that point, after 7 years of reform and attempt and parental involvement, we would have seen changes in the classroom that would be beneficial to our kids.
I've never heard of that in the education world before. So you would actually take the school out of being a public school and turn it into a charter school to see if it could be improved.
Let me correct you again. It's not public change. You're not taking it from a public school. A charter school
I'm sorry,
is a public school.
But a regular school.
Right.
In the school district,
okay.
and converting it to a charter school.
Well, that's right. And
is that being done anywhere else?
It has been done directly from normal public to charter. It hadn't been done without much controversy, which is the reason why it was important that I had a lot of people at the table to make sure that we protected teachers and we also protected the students from, you know, parents, you know, a minimum number of parents who essentially run the whole school and can you know, run over the school, if you will. So we have steps in there where the teachers and the administrators are given an opportunity to work with parents. But again, it's parental responsibility, right? I mean, it's a point whereby a parent needs to come to the school and say, I have a problem with the academic performance of our school. That's parent responsibility.
How important was that when you were in the classroom? How important is having that involved parent in the success of the kid?
Well, you know, that's a softball question, right? I mean, it's very important. I've taught in three different school districts, and I like to compare them to the Goldilocks and Three Little Bears stories, where we've had a lot of money, we've had hardly any money, and we've had probably just the right of money in one of the three schools that I've taught in. And in all arenas, whether I had a lot of money in Fairfax County or a little money in Austin, Texas, parental involvement was a key to success for our students.
Now, I ask that.
Let's take a break. More with Senator Ford when we come back.
All right.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to NevadaNewsmakers.com.
The all-new Tamarack Junction Steakhouse and Lounge is now open in South Reno. You'll enjoy signature steaks, handcrafted cocktails, and world-class wines. The all-new Tamarack Steakhouse and Lounge, inside the Tamarack Junction, just north of the summit on South Virginia.
Hey, you. Yeah, I'm talking to you. Why are you still sitting on that couch? You know you could be out there cooking for a living. You speak food. That's why you got to call Le Cordon Bleu. They'll help get you out there with training in less time than you think. Sounds good, right? So grab your phone right now and call Le Cordon Bleu. They'll send you a complimentary career guide so you can see what it's really like to work in the culinary arts.
Call 800-817-5790 or text GOLCB68 to 94576. Call or text now.
Did you call yet?
Look who benefits from Nevada Mining, because mining contributes to products that touch our lives every day. Sensors and airbags and smoke detectors. Lime, gypsum, and copper for construction. Lithium for our smartphones and hybrid car batteries. Gold for life-saving medical equipment. And computers wouldn't work without products from mining. Products used all over the world come from right here in Nevada. Mining supports Nevada's families and their dreams. Visit our website and learn more.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to MarilynMiner.com. The all-new Tamarack Junction Steakhouse and Lounge is now open in South Reno. You'll enjoy signature steaks, handcrafted cocktails, and world-class wines. The all-new Tamarack Steakhouse and Lounge, inside the Tamarack Junction, just north of the summit on South Virginia.
This segment is sponsored by the law firm of Lewis & Rocha, providing local and regional clients in-depth legal resources in today's challenging business climate. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with State Senator Aaron Ford. He serves on the Education Committee. He's the vice chair, serving with Don Gustafson, Barbara Sagaski, and Ruben Kuen, among others.
Senator, we talked about parental involvement and how important that was to the success of the kid. And the reason I ask that question is because we look at all these bills in the legislature that deal with education, want to focus on that student performance. Getting parents involved, do you think that Las Vegas is in a different situation than a lot of areas because so many parents are struggling to make ends meet, they're working different shifts, and they may not be able to be as involved with their kids' education as they'd like to be?
Well, I certainly think there are peculiarities to every school district. I mean, it doesn't matter if it's Clark County or Washoe or Elko. It's incumbent upon the administration. It's incumbent upon the teachers to figure out the best way to connect with parents as well. But it's also, but it remains incumbent upon parents, notwithstanding busy schedules, to be involved in their kids' education.
What kind of pushback do you get from the teachers' union being a proponent of charter schools the way you are?
Well, here is the great thing about it, and Mr. Enos kind of spoke to this early on. This isn't about me. So it's really about trying to make certain those who are interested are at the table and having discussions. And so the teachers union, the school district, the parent teacher association, we've all been in the conversation together, working to try to get legislation that's going to be effective for the bottom line for us, which is student performance. Teachers may have some reason to be concerned, if you will, about charter schools and things of that sort. But that's when you begin to talk about what those concerns are and try to address those. Some of those concerns are accountability. I'm not for a for-profit entity coming in here making kids money off my kids. But ultimately, I'm looking for charter school entities who have a track record, a proven track record of success, and so that we're not looking at an unfair comparison of student achievement when you're talking about teachers unions versus charter schools and things of that sort.
How much of a loss has it been to lose James Guthrie, the head of state, head of education, and also Dwight Jones?
Well, I'll definitely speak to Dwight. I mean, he and I had quite a few interactions together. Dr. Guthrie and I didn't have as many interactions, and so I wouldn't be able to speak as intentionally to his loss as I can about Mr. Jones. But Mr. Jones was certainly a pioneer, if you will, relative to trying to increase and improve student performance and improving our truancy rate, for example, out knocking on doors. I mean, those are things that I'm talking about. A district needs to respond to what the peculiarities are relative to a particular school district. He knew he had a 60% dropout, 50% dropout rate. So what did he do? He went out with his teachers and knocked doors to get kids to come back to school. That's the type of environment that we need to be raising our kids in.
Aside from education, as chair of the Natural Resources Committee, one of the issues that you're involved with is the sage grouse and how the listing of that bird could damage economic development in a lot of areas in rural Nevada, whether it's mining, ranching, energy. Where do you think we are in coming up with a plan that's going to make sense and keep that bird off the endangered species list?
Well, interestingly, the sage grouse issue hasn't presented itself to the Senate side of the legislature at all this go around. I have had discussions pre-legislature with everyone interested in this issue, and the truth is, this is another example where everyone has the same goal in mind. We don't want to get listed. So we're going to work to do whatever we need to in order to make that happen. And my understanding, although again I haven't been part of the discussion because it hasn't reached the Senate side, is that things are looking favorable in that regard.
And that's where we've got to leave it. Thank you so much for coming in. Please come back before the end of the session.
All right.
We really appreciate it.
Thank you.
We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
To get a DVD copy of any Nevada Newsmakers program, call 775-857-2244. The cost is $30, including shipping, handling, and tax.
The Nevada Beer Wholesalers encourages the responsible consumption of beer. The Nevada Beer Wholesalers Association are sponsors and participants in many community-based efforts such as school education programs, Safe Ride Home, recycling programs, alcohol-free after-prom and graduation parties, safe boating campaigns, and designated driver programs. They are family-owned businesses employing 2,000 Nevadans. They also collect and pay the state excise tax. The Nevada Beer Wholesalers Association, delivering more than just beer.
Doggone it! I'm stuck out here while in there is the largest selection of memory foam mattresses under one roof. More than that, Mattress Discounters has free delivery and the lowest price or its free guarantee. Let's not forget their 120-night comfort guarantee. Now what's all this then? A queen-size memory foam mattress set for only $697! Plus up to 48 months interest-free financing. Let me at it!
Mattress Discounters!
Hi, can I help you?
Hi, my daughter, really my BFF.
Well, she's going away to college, but we need something with really good gas mileage because it's not so close.
No.
There's a whole Prius family now. The original Prius, Prius C, Prius V, and the plug-in all get phenomenal mileage.
Now I can afford to come see you every weekend.
Yay!
Right now, get 0% APR for 60 months on a new 2013 Prius or Prius V, or lease Prius for only $199 a month. Toyota. Let's go places.
All right.
accidents, motorcycle accidents. Injured in an accident?
Do insurance companies stack the deck against you with high-powered attorneys and expert witnesses? Yes, they do.
Go lightly in Vanna. 222-3333.
News 4 at 11 with Elias Johnson.
The news you need before you go to bed.
Weather with Brandon Woolley.
The forecast you can trust.
And sports with Brian Samudio and Julia Lopez.
All the highlights.
Weeknights at 11.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
I'm back on Nevada Newsmakers. We have a great Power Pundit panel as always. Pleasure to always welcome Ray Bacon back to the program. He's the Executive Director of the Nevada Manufacturers Association. And Brian Wachter is Director of Legislative Policy for the Retail Association of Nevada, one of our proud sponsors. So, Ray, it was interesting, and you've got some history on this, the understanding of converting a regular school to a charter school if it were failing from Senator Ford there.
That was in the original bill that was co-sponsored by Senators Adler, Porter, Wiener, and Washington way back when. And in the last minute compromise, conversions came out. Conversions is an issue, and it's actually the law in about four different states that allows conversions of public schools into private schools. We're tougher on that issue than most states.
To private schools or charter?
Sorry, public schools into charter schools. We're actually tougher on the issue than in many places. Many places don't necessarily allow a conversion, but they allow a charter school to lease or buy or rent or whatever a no longer functioning and no longer in use public school.
Brian, would we have the infrastructure from a charter school point of view, teachers, etc., to be able to make those kind of conversions?
You know, I think a lot of it's going to depend on teachers. You know, they're your largest kind of they're your largest labor issue when it comes to building a new school. Do you have enough to staff? The Clark County School District, as it is now, has to hire about 600-700 more teachers for this upcoming school year because they don't have enough to staff the current level. So you would have to provide some incentive, I think, for teachers to want to move over to a charter school. It's new rules. There are new ways to operate. It's a new way of thinking. And so for most teachers, I think it's not going to be such a, oh, well, now we're a charter school versus, you know, a regular public school. I think that's going to take some forethought, and I don't think that transition is going to be as automatic as many would hope.
Paul, your thoughts?
You know, Sam, I think it is good to have that process available. I mean, I think that's helpful for the parents, you know, if they identify a school is failing, to be able to take a public school and turn it into an empowerment or a charter school. I mean, I think that ultimately is good for the kids. But once again, what does that get down to? It gets down to parents needing to be involved in their kids' education. That is the key to the success, and also the student as well. You know, when you look at all the laws that the legislature comes up with dealing with education, the success of students, there's really not a lot that you can legislate that's going to make a big difference. It's what happens in the family.
Let me jump into your stuff here just a little bit on that. If you take a look at the highest performing schools, certainly in Southern Nevada, and I would even argue in a lot of respects in the entire state, if you take a look at those career and technical academies in Southern Nevada, they are doing an amazing job. And they're doing an amazing job in some cases with kids where the parents are not involved, but those kids are absolutely committed to those schools, and those places are just amazing.
Well, that brings up the interesting point too, Sam, that in Clark County, the schools, a lot of them are self-identifying for the student side, whether it's a magnet school and it's something that you've had to apply for and work for, whether it's a career and technical school. We've asked many of our highest performing schools to kind of have our students self-identify as wanting to be successful, wanting to go forward, wanting to learn a skill or to be college prepared, where I think a lot of our high schools, including the one that I went to in North Las Vegas, you don't have that self-identification of students. You're required to teach anybody who walks in the door, and that's where you get these regular public school issues is you don't get to choose who you teach.
Yeah. Well, one of the things which Dwight had in place, and I hope it continues with his departure, is to take and put a CTE program into a career and technical training program into the existing regular high schools in Clark County, starting with the ones that were relatively low performing and working on up through. I think if that takes place, you'll wind up seeing a dramatic change in performance. They put the magnet program into Rancho High, and you know that's done amazingly well. The school has improved across the board, perhaps not to where it should be, but clearly that program's been outstanding. So there's things. The graduation rate most of the CTEs is 95%+, and they're going to college or going to some post-secondary education is 85%. Every school in Clark County was that way. We don't have a problem.
Well, and I agree with you, Ray. And, you know, getting to Brian's point, you know, those are students who are self-selecting, who are saying that's where we want to go. So, I mean, you're already showing some drive in those kids that that's where they want to be. And, you know, once again, that's having those programs available, I think that's great.
Well, and I think we kind of do a disservice, too, on some of these high schools we've identified as their college preparatory academies. And the high school I went to, very urban, very middle of North Las Vegas, became one of these. My graduating class, I think I could name the number of people who went in on to college and to finish on one hand. And we were a class of 600, you know, a graduating class of 600, and it just didn't work. Everybody was said, you're going to go to college, you're going to go to college, you're going to college. And then it didn't happen that way. And you have to wonder, well, okay, what happened to the other 595 classmates that I had, and where are they now? Was there a disservice to them because they were being pushed in one direction without being offered these career, you know, advancements, the trade skills, something that they could do, you know, have a marketable skill with after they graduate?
Hey, you have a much better job or a much better chance finding a job as a diesel technician than you do as an English major.
Yeah, but you know, the thing that's amazing is we may wind up with a diesel technician program in one of those CTEs in Clark County. And then that guy gets really excited about it, goes out and becomes a mechanical engineer. That's a win-win all the way around.
And that's where we got to leave.
Agree.
Thank you all very much. Appreciate it. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
Are you looking for a new job? Then check out the News 4 Career Center. Contact Carrie Walker if your organization wants to be notified of KRNV job opportunities.
Why are people smiling all over the city of Reno? It's because they've discovered all of Absolute Dental's incredible savings for adults and kids, like free whitenings, $1,500 off braces, all your wisdom teeth removed for just $999, and lots more. And it doesn't matter if you have insurance or not. We're here to work out a way to make it affordable so you'll never have to put off taking care of your teeth again. Now that's something to smile about. Just go to any Absolute Dental location right now or visit AbsoluteDental.com.
Every weekend, Grand Sierra gives you the chance to win up to $25,000 in instant cash and free play. Plus, you can win entries into our $1 million giveaway. Imagine yourself with an extra $1 million. Why waste your time at other casinos? Grand Sierra's promotions are bigger and better. And now, earn 4 times comp points on all slots every Friday when you play with your GS Rewards card. Be part of the action every weekend, where 18 lucky winners take home instant cash and free play and entries into our $1 million drawing.
For your gold, get more money with less hassle from the experts at Northern Nevada Coin.
I'm Alan Rowe, owner of Northern Nevada Coin.
Want the most money for your unwanted gold jewelry, gold and silver bullion, or collection of rare coins? Come see us in Reno, Carson City, or now our new Minden location.
Visit Northern Nevada Coin in the Reno Costco Shopping Center, downtown Carson City, and now on Highway 395 in Minden. Same gold, more money, less hassle. Northern Nevada Coin.
Connected with MyNews4.com.
As always, you can watch Nevada Newsmakers 24 hours a day at NevadaNewsmakers.com. On the next broadcast, Tony Sanchez of NV Energy will be here. We'll see you on the next broadcast. Thanks for watching.